This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homiecast. Your personal discretion is advised. Good morning, Gloucester. It is Alicia Unleashed, episode 38. And we are here at Joey's compound.
At the dock.
At the dock. We have...
We're traveling.
This is it. We're traveling. We're on the road. We're on the road.
This is Alicia Unleashed on the road.
We have B-Side.
What up?
And then we have our special guest doing all the work.
I think it's funny when you do the intro, and your voice is completely not Alicia Unleashed.
Oh, of course.
Good morning, Gloucester. Like, who the fuck is that?
How would you like me to do it?
Do your sexy voice.
Good morning, Gloucester.
Hey, now we're talking.
How are you today, Joey?
Alicia, summer's over. How fuck is that? Wouldn't that happen?
That's it.
Do you guys remember the spring? How long spring lasted and how long
back
it was before
day.
We got a warm day?
Yeah, back. I don't think we had a spring this year. It literally went from cold to heat immediately. Yeah. Like, I think there was like maybe one day in there where it was like, oh, spring is here. And then it was literally rain and then heat all of a sudden just came on.
We've had a series of great summer weather-wise.
No.
I don't want to jinx this for next year or anything. But literally, I think that like the last 3 or 4 years, we've had consistently beautiful weekends. Like great summers. Like no breakage of bad weather.
I know. Right. My Netflix has been missing me. Something fierce. So I was anticipating one of these weekends I'd have like time off to like catch up on Netflix. Hasn't happened yet.
Hashtag Summer Bridget.
That's true. That is true.
Hashtag I'm shit canning Netflix this year.
Why?
Because I'm fucking done with it. I like Hulu better.
I'm just getting into Netflix. I just learned about Netflix.
Have you watched Stranger Things yet?
Is that one of those things where like there's a murder, like 10 teenage girls are trying to figure out someone got murdered? And
No. This is actually
Pretty Little Liars.
Oh, Pretty Little Liars. Yeah, it's an 8-episode series that Netflix dropped, and it's from the 80s. Huh? Like, and it kind of reminds you of the Goonies, E.T. Like they did a throwback, and Winona Ryder's in it.
Wow,
it's.
Anyway, playing an older person.
Yeah,
looking
she's,
back
she's
at the
playing
80s.
A mom.
When is it? Is it based out of now? Or
it's
is it based,
based in 1982?
Whoa, my high school years. There's like a big trend with this. Like my other the Goldbergs. You guys watch the Goldbergs?
I haven't seen it in a while, but
my kids love it. And it is literally my coming of age. Is like I am sent to
the. Someone's told me about that one. I've
the
just
Goldbergs?
Know, yeah.
Rick loves tremendous. The Goldbergs.
It is our. If you grew up in that era, they nail so many things.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary how they nail it. Like and the mother is this overbearing mother whose child can do no wrong, no matter how fucked up the kid, whatever he does. She marches down to the school and chews the principal's ass out. Like the kid couldn't have done anything wrong.
Right.
It's my mother.
I was just going to say, that sounds a little familiar.
Shoulder pads, like
feathered hair.
Totally feathered hair. Mm-hmm. Rhinestone sweatshirts.
I Snapchatted her yesterday. They're... Bodysuits have come back for females,
but that's early 90s. Right?
I know, and
that
I'm like, why?
90s.
Why? No.
I hate this high waisted thing.
Do you like denim on denim, Joey? Can you talk about how you love denim on denim?
I'm gonna puke. Stop. Stop. I just ate the chowder.
You know what? Alicia, you can go fuck your face.
She was wearing denim on denim the other day.
Yeah. Because
she's gonna defend this. Joey's so disgusting.
My army green jacket wasn't thick enough for the breeze out at Stageport Park for doo-wop night. I'm sorry. I had to wear something warmer. I wasn't going to wear a fucking sweater.
So wait a second. So okay, here's the thing. She wasn't doing it she wasn't consciously saying, this looks good. This was all based on, like, not getting sick.
Would you?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, she was like, you can't wear denim on denim. Now, I know that it has come back, or it did come back, with the chambray, whatever, and stuff. I can't pull it off, because, you know, let's just say I'm not a stick, and I was doing it so that I wasn't, I mean, my nipples would have, like, poked your eye out if I hadn't worn that jacket. Like, it was, that breeze was intense.
I don't think it has anything to do with being a stick or not.
Trust me, there are some girls you just should not be wearing denim on denim if you are... I can say that as a thick girl. I can definitely say that.
I just...
You just don't like it at all?
It's horrible. It's just a terrible look. I mean, it's middle America with, like, the hair from the late 70s, early 80s. You know what I mean? It's just...
Right.
Like, you might as well go to the Levi, back to the Levi store, or wear Wranglers. You know, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Am I wrong here?
I mean, Giselle did it once, and it became a whole thing, so, you know.
Who did it once?
Giselle
did it, yes. And who else did it?
Rihanna.
Jessica Simpson did the high-waisted thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that flopped on her big time.
Yeah,
that
right, but then it came back this year with the fucking Kardashians and the Jenners. And that's how that shit started again.
I can't even watch porn with, like, girls wearing, like, if they starts out with girls wearing denim.
We just talked about porn yesterday. Like, we...
No, like, literally, like, the most attractive girl in the world, like, has, like, high-waisted, like, jean shorts on.
So I'm guessing Kate...
I want to fucking throw up.
So I guess Kate does not wear high-waisted. No.
Kate is unbelievable, has, honestly, the most impeccable fucking taste, and she could wear an onion bag and still look like the sexiest.
I love her.
But the fact is, no, she went to Old Navy or the Gap the other day. She bought 6 dresses for $107, and every one of them, she looks like a glamorous supermodel. Every one.
Of course, it's Kate.
She's unbelievable.
It's Kate.
You should see these dresses.
I would look like I was wearing a sack of onions.
She was with the onion still in.
Yeah. Exactly.
Not the onion sack. The sack of onions with the onions.
I went and just bought fall colors yesterday. I am on top of the fashion Pantone this year, and I am so proud of myself. I am on it. I am so fucking proud.
What's the fashion Pantone?
So spicy mustard is the color of fall.
Okay.
As well as shark skin, and it is also called long meadow. And it's like a kind of not olive green, because olive green is also in olive pants, olive shirts. Oh my god! But it's a brighter green, but not. It's still a dark color.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I went and bought those colors yesterday, and I bought my Aztec sweater because I'm so excited for boot season.
Aztec sweater.
Yeah.
Well, Aztec print.
Like, yeah, it's Aztec print.
Is that back?
Yeah, it's back again this year.
They tried to bring that back. Do you remember, like, I think it was like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, every store had Aztec prints, and they were all on the clearance racks fucking a month and a half later because no one was buying the shit.
Well, I mean, I think they were looking good with boots and leggings.
Yeah, boots and leggings. Oversized, so you can go to Apple Orchard, which we're apparently not going today.
Boots and leggings, I'm all about. All about.
That's just the easiest thing ever.
But the leggings, when you're wearing leggings, you have to wear a shirt that's long enough.
Right.
You cannot wear a t-shirt that's going to go right down to your hip and wear leggings and think that that's okay.
No. Yeah, no, it has to cover a little bit.
You could, but, you know, you just be modest.
No, I think that's the fair.
Be the comfy.
I love the fucking Uggs with the leggings?
Yeah.
They're not yoga pants, what are they called?
No, they're leggings.
They're like, it's a variation of the yoga
pants. They have a thing now. There's a company that actually sells printed leggings. Like, they jammed
LaRue.
On this.
LaRue.
LuLaRoe. They, LuLaRoe.
Not LuLaRoe.
Not Lululemon. No.
What
do you mean printed?
They're printed like leggings, like ones with unicorns, hamburgers, pizzas, like all these
normal. Like,
my kids have been wearing printed leggings.
Oh no, these are for adults
years.
Now.
They're for adults it's, now. It's, yeah, because the whole
they jump
came
in the
back.
Shark then.
It's the whole, like, you
leggings
know.
Leggings came back.
So you can wear like, but you would, but you know, if you're gonna wear Aztec sweater, you'd just wear normal
charcoal
black leggings.
Charcoal leggings.
I have those.
Charcoal light. That's the move.
I have charcoal. I have black. I have all the.
I have ones with roses on them. I have pink ones. I've got.
Pink ones?
Yeah, pink and black ones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know when I say interesting?
Yes. Yes. I got.
That's fucked up. No, I'm teasing. I'm literally teasing. I have to see them.
No, trust me. Those ones I don't wear out loud. I mean, out there.
Yeah, no, that's fucked. So what other fashion things do you think are going to be in this fall?
I'm not really.
Boots and leggings.
That's what's going.
I was at three stores yesterday, and everyone's all about comfort now. Like, no one's wearing jeans. It's all legging and jeggings and all that
all
stuff.
All in. Beautiful.
That's it.
You like it? I think it's great. But it's great because it's good for women because it's comfortable.
Yeah.
And guys like it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
It's a win-win.
Okay, we were talking about jumping the horse on the whole trend because with the prints, they're like Big Macs on your leggings.
I think
maybe when it really gets jumping the thing is when you see men wearing them, and that's common.
Oh no!
I think you probably in New York City you probably see guys wearing them, but I bet you like.
I mean, you see the twinks wearing them, but like I don't think actual. Straight man.
They're gonna try and sell it to the guys. You watch.
I mean, you can wear a Pac-Man suit, like the dude, like dudes wear Pac-Man suits, where it's all the Pac-Man with like the little like bloop 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 ghosts and the, you know, Pac-Man from the video.
I know
the video.
Pac-Man.
Yeah, they have. So I actually met someone that actually has a three-piece suit made of all Pac-Man.
The print is.
Yeah, the print.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's got the tie and everything.
That sounds like something that you know.
Yeah, but
Craig
see
would
that
probably sport.
That's not like.
Oh my god! Can we please?
We could probably.
Can we
definitely get Craig to?
Can we
that?
Do a GoFundMe so this could happen? I want that so bad.
Well, now they like you know like computer screens can be flexible and stuff. So you're gonna see pretty soon. You're gonna see like suits that are gonna have like you're gonna see like information on this like on fabric.
See, I feel like they did that with the neon lights. Like a few years ago with those t-shirts that they sell at the mall kiosk that had the neon lights, like the ones that say sexy and I know it, or like party rock. Sean had one. Wilmington. Oh, he had one of those shirts that like has a little battery pack in the neck and it would light up. And I'm like, I don't...
Is that a Fitbit?
It is a Fitbit, yes.
How many steps do you have so far?
I'm about 6,000 right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went to Ipswich this morning. And my dog and I did a full walk around my office and stuff like that, past the bridge and the river and all that jazz. So nice. Yeah.
I walked Kate's last week, 21,000.
A day?
Yeah, because I started. I started, you know, that day I started.
Did you wear it when you slept so you could track your sleeping?
No.
Oh, that's fine.
I get in the shower so I don't want to fuck it up.
Oh, no, that's fine. You can get in the shower with them on.
Do they tell you when you start breathing? Because he stops breathing. He probably has sleep apnea, I guarantee you.
Let's not go there. Please, let's not go there.
Oh, you're going to have a mask?
Actually, no, the mask, you can't hear at all. So anyway, you went...
Yeah, some of them, okay?
What do you think by the end of the day you have 12,000, 13,000?
Yeah. Oh,
that's an average
with the way she's got my day scheduled today? Yes. Fuck, yeah. Yeah, yesterday I crushed, what, 15... 15.
Hashtag Summer Bridget's almost over.
I know. September 21st, man. It's coming up.
Oh, you can. So right now you consider... that's bullshit. That you consider like it's any day after Labor Day, still summer, is ridiculous.
That's what I said. But then she was like, summer ends on September 21st, so I'm going to drink my pumpkin beer at the beach. I don't give a shit. That's her.
But going to the beach, I think going to the beach in September is a brilliant move because that's the best time of the year to go.
But drink pumpkin beer in August on the beach?
No, that's not going to happen.
I did.
I don't like pumpkin anything. We've had this conversation.
Pumpkin tastes terrible.
Pumpkin coffee make me gag.
Real pumpkin tastes terrible. All you're wanting is the nutmeg and cinnamon, to be honest with you.
You know something? Every once in a while, you lay down a fucking gem. You just lay down a gem.
That's because you don't like pumpkin.
No, it's true, though.
That's true.
She just dropped some fucking knowledge. That is true. I never thought of it that way.
She's all full of
knowledge. I never thought of it that way, but when you think about it, it's so true. Pumpkin pie.
Squash.
You don't want the pumpkin. You want all that shit, and then you want the whipped cream on top. That's what you want.
So dramatic.
You can go
and the crust.
Get on Pinterest and fucking make your own pumpkin spice. You'd be amazed what it's made of.
All it is cinnamon and nutmeg.
No, there's other stuff in there, too. There's like a little bit of salt.
I don't actually use pumpkin spice. I use cinnamon and nutmeg and sugar when I do stuff. It's so I actually don't even use pumpkin spice. I use the actual stuff. And I bake my own sugar pumpkins and I do my own stuff from scratch.
Sugar pumpkins? What the fuck's a sugar pumpkin?
Sugar pumpkins are the small...
Them. She shits them out.
They give you the shit if you eat too much pumpkin.
Every once in a while, she gets clogged up.
The small pumpkins.
She can fix that, you know.
The small pumpkins that you see.
Hold on. Speaking of shitting out pumpkin,
a sugar pumpkin is the small ones that you go to the store and you see the small pumpkin.
I hope it's a small one.
That is a sugar one. The big ones are jack-o'-lanterns. So you don't eat those. You eat the small ones.
Jack-o'-lanterns, is that? No, they're all still called pumpkin. Jack-o'-lanterns are when they're actually carved out.
for the big ones.
It doesn't illuminate as a fucking pumpkin sitting at the Shaw's parking lot. You have to put a candle in it, which means you have to carve it. That's a jack-o'-lantern.
Okay, whatever.
We'll have this conversation in October. Don't worry.
Just the bottom line, it's 2-1, anti-pumpkin versus pro-pumpkin.
Oh, well, if I had my sisters here, they just forget about it, because we all love them.
Do they go to Coachella, too?
Listen. Right. So, anyway, we're going to back it up a little bit. You went to the... Everyone's been talking about this Rotary Club comedy night that happened last Thursday.
Yes.
And how awesome it was. Everybody talked about it.
I love comedy shows. I never got a press release about it.
Oh.
I don't know.
So, you got to talk to your boy Rick D.
Rick D's awesome. Who are the acts?
So Dave Radigan was the host, and he was there last year as well. There was a comedian, I'm going to torture his name, so I apologize, Steve Catchman. He's from Marblehead. Yeah. There's also a guy by the name of Chris D. His last name is D. Kamakalopoulos. He's Greek, so he just goes by Chris D. He's from Peabody. And then there's Tony V, who's from this area. Tony V was hilarious. He was the headliner.
Did they all kill?
Two of them I laughed really hard at. One guy, I had two Jameson gingers, so I had to like go to the restroom.
Yeah.
And he was okay. I think he was talking about his children, which I can't relate. So you know, he was alright.
Where was it held?
Cruiseport.
Oh, nice venue.
Yes.
Was it packed?
It was a full house. Every table was full. They had a silent auction. They had a 50-50 raffle. There was like a guitar by Nick Jonas, signed by Nick Jonas.
I missed that.
I love him.
Oh my God, Nick Jonas.
I love him. We love him.
Oh, wait, that song. Was that the song this year too?
What song? Jealous? That was last year.
No, what was the Jonas one? Was it Joe Jonas? Who's did the one where they were on?
Oh yeah, DNC, Cake by the Ocean.
Okay. All right, we get it.
Someone's knocked.
Oh, the Rotary Club.
So that happened. And now we're here.
That's a great segue. So that happened. Whatever.
It was the Rotary night. We were talking about the Rotary night. So that was a great night. They had a lot of stuff to auction off, a lot of Patriots stuff, autographs and all that jazz, a lot of sports memorabilia. From what I know, or from what I saw, it seemed like a very successful night. Comedians were hilarious.
Mm.
And now here we are on Labor Day weekend.
Yes.
And I thought for sure that Joey be glossering it up, and we were at IKEA yesterday.
Well, it's crunch time.
Right.
We're closing on the house in a week and a half, and you have to make some decisions, and you don't want to go in blind, not knowing what you're going to do with anything. And this time of year is like the busiest time of my year, so.
Right.
Little bits of time that I have off,
which is never, obviously, because I think we're like 4 minutes into this podcast.
Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit about the Schooner Festival.
Sure. All right. It looks pretty.
I've had this theory for many years that the Schooner Festival is literally, if you're down there and you go on the boats, it is absolutely magnificent, but 90% of Gloucester townies don't give a fuck about it. And don't go down. And it's on them because it really is an awesome thing. We tried to like promote it like the last couple of years and get it going, and it actually has gained a tremendous amount of momentum.
Do they have races? They should have schooner races.
They do.
It's today, 11 a.m.
It's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. It's called the schooner race.
Where do you think you were taking pictures of today?
I was just taking pictures of them floating in the ocean, in the harbor.
This proves my point. This exactly proves my point. Like townies, local townies,
right.
barely go over the bridge, do not fucking go down to the Heritage Center. They just—it's like a sub. The Heritage Center, as much as they try, and they do a great job. They're doing awesome things down there. Like townies, do not, for some reason or another, embrace it.
Right.
What do you? Why? Okay. Now, from your perspective as a townie, Bridget, why is that?
I don't think I have that title yet. I'm just discovering Gloucester again.
Okay.
So, as someone that lives here, I think it's just not promoted. I don't know anything about it. It was never something that my mom took me to as a kid, so it's not something that I would always go to. And also, I don't find anything interesting about it unless I'm on one of those boats, or unless I'm on a boat following that stuff from inside the harbor. Standing on the boulevard watching just
We're such snobs. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I do not go to the schooner festival because I am not on a boat in the ocean watching it. So therefore, I am not going down. That's like me saying, like, because I hate cracking lobsters. I'm the biggest lobster snob. Like, no, I'd just give me the tails and just give me all the meat and I'll cook, okay? I'm not cracking a lobster. I would totally not eat a lobster just because I wouldn't crack it. I'm not cracking it.
Both of those are ridiculous views, in my opinion. But we'll go. But that's okay.
But that's what I'm.
I'm just saying this.
It doesn't appeal to me.
That's fine.
I'd rather be at a cookout drinking the last days of summer out. You know.
Hey, I can.
Instead, you are attending the Schooner Festival from my kitchen window.
I can appreciate that. But literally, if those boat, it's hard for me to believe that anyone could go down there, and like. Check these boats out and not like be sort of fucking impressed.
Oh, I would thoroughly be impressed if I went down there, but I have no real desire to be like, oh my god, we should go down and check this out. Like, if I had friends coming into town or family that from out of town come in to visit, we would go and do that instead of like sitting in my burnt yard. You know.
Yeah, no. I get what you're saying, and I know it's a real thing, because I grew up, you know, all about Fiesta and everything else, and like we didn't give two shits about the schooners, like we didn't. There's a handful of families like our family that is entrenched in the fishing business Gloucester. I mean, the Parcos, the Shulas, and down at Star, there's certainly people engrossed in the fishing industry in this town that have nothing to do with the subset of like the shanty singers and the people that like, and they're great. And I think it's, I kind of, for the last 4 or 5 years on the blog, I kind of like trying to figure out a way. How do you get locals interested in this festival? I feel like it should be just as big as Fiesta, because it really is magnificent. But how do you get them vested in it?
I don't know. Put some rides.
Do you have any ideas?
I mean, I feel like the block party thing that they did on Friday night. Was that Friday night?
Yeah, it's Friday.
What were we doing Friday night? What was I doing Friday night?
You were not with me on Friday night.
Where was I?
I was at Mile Mark. You were in Salem.
Oh, I went to Salem.
Do you know that I didn't until a half hour before the block party, I didn't realize it. Because when we set up the block parties in the beginning, we had a theory, we'll make it the third Saturday of every month during the summer, so that people, it will get into a routine, so no one even has to think about it. It'll just be, oh, it's the third Saturday of every month. That's the block party in the summer. I saw the flyers, did the interviews, and it still didn't register for with me that the block there was a block party Friday night.
Instead of Saturday because of all the festivities going on this weekend.
Which is cool.
Right.
Right.
Which is great and everything, but
so
I just
didn't take away. And it was kind of, you know, it looked really kind of, I didn't go down, but before it looked kind of a little hectic because they were closing off Main Street at 5 on a Friday, so it's still a business day, and so police were everywhere trying to probably get people like to, you know, because they're blocking off streets.
But they do the same thing on Saturdays.
Yeah,
too.
But Friday's a business day.
There's law offices. There's the banks.
The banks closed.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah, so it looked like it was going to be pretty hopping, but this weekend was like. Definitely, like, so last night we watched the Parade of Lights from my window.
We didn't see any Parade of Lights. We saw two boats with lights. We couldn't tell from where we were if they were actually Parade of Lights boats.
But how many boats are going to be really lit up?
Right, exactly. Well, Cape Ann Whale Watch boat the other night had tons of lights on it and had 13 people on it. It was like the saddest booze cruise on the planet. I was at the St. Fish Pier at night, and I was like, this is... Do you need me to get on that boat with you guys? Like, I just feel so bad for you. I'm like, wow.
And then we saw the fireworks.
And we saw the fireworks last night. Best view in the house, in town.
Can we speak about boats? Guys and boats?
Boats and hoes.
I want to talk a little bit about boats. Like, so as a teenager, right? A lot of my buddies had boats.
I can only imagine where this is going.
Okay, you gotta get those chicks. You roll up on those chicks, huh?
No, they had some.
They had groupies. Huh.
So they had very nice boats and stuff. And there, it was a funny thing because they would never take girls out on the boats because they thought they were going to meet girls because they had a boat.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you get on the boat and you start going around the Cape and it's a bunch of guys on a boat drinking. There's no girls on the boat. And I mean, occasionally at night, if you had the boat at the Gloss House or something like that,
if you're in the middle of the ocean, how are you picking up girls?
That's the point.
That's
the mind of a boy,
right?
That's such a boy thing.
Totally. Oh, we're so cool. Look at this boat. We got this awesome boat. Everybody's looking at us. We got this cool boat. Who's cooler than us? We got this boat. We're on a boat. Check us out. We're on a boat.
this is my argument from Friday night, because I went with a friend. Okay, so Friday night, I actually got to see a real-life tuna in real life, not in a can. Like, yeah. Chicken of the sea was not. It was a 400-pound, like, actual fish.
Muffy's husband caught a tuna.
When? Where? What was he doing?
I think it might have been Friday. He was with Jay McNiff and Eric McNiff.
Were they out in the middle of the ocean?
Huh?
They were out in the middle of the ocean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, like they weren't.
Hours out?
They weren't in the desert. Yeah, no, they caught it.
They weren't at Burning Man. Shit.
No, Ty caught it. They caught a tuna.
Wow.
Yeah.
How big?
Yeah, it looked like a good sized fish.
So what's a good sized tuna? Because you saw a 400-pound.
I saw a 400-pound one, and I was told it was small.
Yeah, 400 is like good.
I mean, I'm not a size queen or anything. Yeah, I kind of am, but you know. It's a big ass fucking fish.
No, they're big compared to anything that you see, generally see.
I was like, I'm gonna have to start watching National Geographic to understand this a whole lot more. This is literally happening 3 feet from my house, and I had no clue that's how the operation works. I was like, wow. And then we ended up at Mile Marker, and sure enough, I'm sitting there on the dock just waiting and waiting and waiting for my friends, and I'm like, oh my god, I hope people don't think I'm a boat groupie because they see me on this dock all the fucking time because I just want to go drink.
You a Mile Marker person?
No, not really.
But we are going there for a little bit today.
I was trying not to go to that place again this weekend. They're going to be like, really, bitch?
Well, my friend is dating someone. That's a whole other topic in itself. Cause
is this the guy that can't get a hat on?
No.
Oh, a different guy?
What are you talking about? We're talking about different people.
Oh.
We're talking about different people.
This is a whole different... person.
Friend.
Oh, okay.
Friend. Whole different friend.
Okay.
And they're going, and she's just started dating him, so he's coming, they've been going to Mile Marker and doing all the out, maybe two. So we're going to go down for a quick drink and...
She's going to bring her friend in, like, calling in recon already. It's like, wow, that might be too soon.
Oh, so this girl is asking you to check out this guy to say thumbs
up. Oh, no,
she's
invested in this.
She's invested.
We're going to go meet this dude. I don't even know her, and I'm going.
I'm gonna stop by. So we're gonna go to Mile Marker. I'm gonna stop by.
She listen to this?
I don't. She might be a closet listener. Yeah. We have a lot of closet listeners.
Let's just say
we lost 3 subscribers after the debacle fucking last night. 3 subscribers lost, none gained.
No,
I'll show you the stats.
We lost three.
From the one you fucking posted 2 nights ago.
Stop.
We lost. I'm gonna show you.
That was a good unsubscribe.
I look at the new subscribers. 0 new subscribers.
Well, tough. That's it. Whatever.
That was actually, and that one was
usually. I'm gonna tell you how it normally goes.
You, bye.
This is how it normally goes. It normally goes that you lose 2 and you gain 3. Yeah. This week, this is the first net outflow.
Oh, because they're ghosts. I guarantee it's the people that she called out for ghosting her. I got money.
Oh, I won.
I didn't hear that part.
I wonder.
It could be.
Because remember, one of our subscribers we lost was someone that I dated for a hot second.
Yeah.
And then I was like, and then you showed me.
Oh,
and I was like,
so now that you're talking about the new guy, they're all like, why am I listening to this bullshit?
No, well, we went full out on some ghosts and we're like, you fucking loser.
All right, let's not get too, like, to talk about stuff that people don't understand. So.
Well, they do understand.
They do understand.
Because they've been listening to us.
Just those, okay.
What? You think they're unsubscribing because they don't understand what we're talking about?
No, I think they're unsubscribing. No, I think it's all fine. It's all fine, good. All I'm saying is, this is the first
week. We already lost Joey. We lost him. That's it.
Stop listening. Joey, stop listening.
Joey,
stop listening.
We had 3 losses and we didn't have any gay ads.
It's because it's Labor Day weekend. People are at the Schooner Fest. They're busy.
I know. We're going to lose a whole bunch of the Schooner heads now.
I doubt they listen to Alicia Unleashed. I'd be thoroughly shocked. Thoroughly shocked.
Anyway.
OMG. So yeah. So mile marker today for just a second. Gonna make my.
I'll tell you, the mile marker makes round. A great painkiller though.
Oh, it's very good.
Is that a drink?
Yes. Yeah.
What's in it?
Lots of booze
and rum, and
pineapple,
topped with nutmeg. It's all a creamier right. drink.
If there's pineapple creamy. And rum in it, that means there's a ton of sugar, which means it's hangover central the next day.
That's why it's called a painkiller. Because you don't feel any pain while you drink them down. And then the next day, you're like, fuck, I need all the painkillers in Walgreens.
That is a pain inducer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So good, though. But they're really rich, so I can usually only have, like, if I'm having more than one, because sometimes they go down really nice.
Is there a go-to bartender at Mile Marker?
I don't go there enough, so I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I mean, I've seen...
Oh, speaking of Mile Marker, Joe Liacono is running that place, basically,
yep.
right? For all mm-hmm. intents and purposes.
Yeah.
He's like the manager.
He's the guy.
Well, his wife bought again and again the sale bag company.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
So I did this nice post about his wife and the sale bags and her buying the thing. I don't know if she ever saw it though. I looked at the website and it was never.
Does she have an Instagram or a Facebook or anything like that?
I went to the Facebook page, but I didn't see anything. Let me look right now. Maybe it was just. Let me see here. First book, and we'll go to.
So she bought? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, from Frida.
Wow.
God damn it. Yeah, and she's doing good work. She's busy, I guess.
Nice.
She was doing work for the Lion Waugh Group, who was a bit made sponsor of the Bluefin Blowout.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't. That's not on her. On our Facebook page.
Maybe she'll get to it. I mean, Joe is like marketing freaking guru. He's all over everything.
I'm very disappointed. Yeah, there you go.
Well, she could also be busy. Why don't you share it to her timeline and then she can repost?
I think I did.
Yeah. I did.
Well, I stand corrected.
What are you
going to
do?
So can you believe that I've never made clam chowder before?
No, I can't believe that.
It's kind of weird, right?
Well, yeah, because you're local and you're a cook. You consider yourself a cook.
Yeah, I'm a home cook.
Yeah, definitely a home cook.
So it's just weird.
Wait, you never made it at the restaurant?
Nope, never. We always did a fish chowder. Always.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you brought down 2 samples for me.
I did.
And I tasted the 2.
Yep.
And my findings were that there was a slight variation in one of them. But I would have been happy to, if I was served that in any restaurant, I would have been thrilled with either one.
Okay.
You had a good consistency. It wasn't too watery. It wasn't too thick.
Yeah.
Had the right kind of, like a little bit of saltiness, but not too much saltiness.
Yep.
The bacon, nice, can't go wrong with bacon.
Right.
So why don't you explain the difference, the nuances?
So basically the ones, it's really funny because the one that you actually liked better, a little bit better, was my second time I made it. So there was the first time I ever made it. And I don't know, I just didn't know. I think I was overthinking it because clam chowder should be really easy to do. But I overthink easy things. I can't, it's really hard for me to, you know, boil water. I mean, I can't do easy, stupid stuff. If it doesn't take me 4 hours, then... I went a little bit different my second time, and I knew it, so... I think the second one came out a little bit better, and that's the one. But, yeah, I mean, not something I would... I would definitely make a fish chowder or a seafood chowder.
Oh, you weren't crazy about chowder.
It? It was good, but I guess I'm just not a huge clam chowder person. I guess I would rather have fish chowder or seafood chowder.
Interesting.
So, I mean, I don't think I would ever make this again unless it was, you know,
special request,
you know?
Which is kind of like what this was?
Yeah, this was a special request.
I see where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... So now that the beach days are not really kind of here right now, I'm back into cooking. So what?
You made lobster mac and cheese yesterday.
Breadcrumbs on top.
Ritz crackers.
Oh fuck me! I had Kate and I went out for dinner the other night, and someone had recommended we go to this certain restaurant for their baked haddock. Mm-hmm. I think baked haddock. I think mounds of buttery Ritz cracker crust.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Very thin layer. And like you could still see the fish through the it wasn't thick
that's
enough.
Like nothing on it then.
Didn't even not,
I don't
not
really
even like
eat fish so like
the best
I know
is like
what you're
a crispy kind, like yeah. a, you know when you have a little
right,
bit
right.
of the
yeah, I feel like
I was so disappointed.
Big haddock is kind of like creme brulee where you have to get through that layer first. You know, that hard layer at top. Like, I feel like baked haddock, every time my mom eats it, it's like a massive, thick layer of that
so
breading.
Big, I was so disappointed. Because I know there's places in town that do have good... Okay,
yeah.
We're going to have baked haddock in town. Where'd you go to?
Causeway.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of easy, right? That's a no-brainer.
Causeway has their, you know, I mean...
People drive from New York State to go to the Causeway,
yep.
have their baked haddock... turn around and drive home.
Right.
I've never
that's
been to
fucking
Causeway.
Bananas, right?
And the second place
I've never been there.
Of my favorite baked haddock is Passports.
Ah.
I love his haddock.
I love his haddock.
He has like it's a different type of breading. Not breading, but he does it. I think it's hazelnut crusted something. It's the sister's haddock. It's the staple that's been on his menu since he's been open.
So Alicia's chowder, I just said this off air to Kate because Kate called in, that Alicia's chowder was as good as any chowder I've ever had.
Not bad for just making it for the first and second time, huh?
And so what were, because you always say that it's a culmination of like five or six different recipes. What were some of the inspirations for this chowder? Are they just random people online?
Just random. So I always Google everything.
Yep.
And so I always look at Simple Recipes is one. Food Network with Amberell, that was one. Epicurious, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay, Epicurious, that's another one. And then Lori Lufkin, because she's like the, you know.
Gluten-free.
Dairy-free chowder.
Dairy-free chowder.
Yeah. She'd be so disappointed I didn't make my own oyster crackers. What?
Does dairy make you poop?
No.
Does dairy make you poop?
No.
Do you have an upset stomach when you have milk or cream?
Nope.
You? No.
No, I'm not lactose.
But I also use, like, I don't really drink milk. I use almond milk in, like, my smoothies and my overnight oats and stuff like that, so.
Literally, like, I have my coffee in the morning, 5 minutes later.
Are you lactose intolerant?
It activates me.
Right. So you're putting milk and cream in your coffee? Is that it too?
Yeah. Yeah, put cream.
I drink black coffee now, and you know, usually within an hour, I'm like, time to go.
So yeah, that's. Oh, so you think it's the coffee and not the cream?
Coffee. Well, coffee's a diuretic. If you don't have enough water in your system, to hydrate yourself.
Because that's probably my problem. Because I'm not. I don't drink enough water.
You don't.
I don't. I'm bad with
that. How much water do you drink a day?
When I start getting sore and stuff.
Yeah,
your joints hurt.
And my joints hurt, and I recognize it. I'll start guzzling water.
You can't. It's too late.
I understand it's too late. But like for a week, I'll be good. Like bringing gallons of water to the wharf and hydrating properly, and then I go off the beam.
And, right, and you can totally tell you get more. You're more tired if you don't drink enough water.
Because your brain, when you're dehydrated, your brain actually swells, and then you can get headache and nauseousness. That's why when you drink, like we took down two bottles of wine last night. I woke up this morning like an Olympic gymnast on a dismount. I was like, I did it! I'm not hungover. Oh, it's a miracle. It was great.
Nailed it.
But also, you know, it took us how long? Like first of all, I'll say it was red wine.
Yes.
We had two bottles within like a 6-hour period.
Right, because we had goat cheese and fig crackers for a while.
Is that what's Trader Joe's? Oh, I know we're going to have to wrap this up, but...
Alicia bought a slab.
Actually, really quickly, go ahead.
Okay, I bought a Himalayan pink salt slab.
But I can't... To grind or to do what with?
No, you can actually cook with it, cure meat on it, serve on it, and I have to read the special instructions of how to
clean it and stuff.
No, how to get it going. Like you're supposed to bake it for an hour and then rinse it off before you can start because it could crack and all that. But it's really cool, and I really would love to learn to cook on it and to do like cure meat on it.
Pink Himalayan salt is all the fucking rage.
Mm-hmm. No, but I saw this huge slab. I'm like, this is
Kate has
really
an
cool.
old lamp. She bought a fucking lamp made of pink Himalayan salt.
Yeah, you can drill holes to make votive holders out of them.
That I use it on my grill all the time.
I have black lava.
But I don't know if it's bullshit. I don't know where this pink. Where was pink Himalayan salt all my life? That all of a sudden it has to be in every product surrounding.
I don't know. So I'm gonna start, you know, Googling and YouTubing and seeing things like what can I do with this and how can I cook with it. Okay.
There we go.
This is it.
All right, I'm gonna put a song on for the out. It's going to be one of the homie cast out is coming out.
All right.
Okay, hey, thanks for coming in, guys.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Joey.
Alicia Unleashed.
Who? Opportunity be knocking. Let motherfucking. Opportunity be knocking.